بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، I would like to be very brief. الحمد لله، what I may have wanted to say if I was speaking to you in today's majlis my very dear son Maulana Yasin Sahib Zida Majduhum has conveyed most of the things I may have said in a very eloquent manner, more better than I may have been able to deliver. And sometimes I say to my friends, that Maulana Yasin Sahib is my tongue, because majority of the things he says in my bayans, in his bayans, are those things that he has heard from me, he has learned from me, and it gives me enormous pleasure and happiness. And I say to myself, that if Allah has decreed for me to leave this world very quickly, at least there is somebody behind me who will be reminding people with my words, and his reminding people with my words will become a means of forgiveness for me in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to benefit from these words, and may Allah Ta'ala grant all these young lives to value such young ulama and benefit from their company. Because there are so many localities throughout the country where you do not find such young ulama who are there to revive the hearts of the young people. In Leicester we have taken everything for granted because there is so much of it here. Look at the number of people who have come into i'tikaf from various parts of the country. They have come from their cities, from their towns, because they do not get the opportunity to sit in gatherings like these in their towns and in their cities. And there are brothers who have traveled from abroad as well. And we, the people of Leicester, those who live in Leicester, have taken everything for granted. If not today, I will go tomorrow. If not tomorrow, I will go next week. If not next week, I will go next month. If not next month, I will benefit next year. And those people who continue to defer what they need to do today to tomorrow, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, halak al musawwifun. Those people who leave today's work for tomorrow and tomorrow's work for the following day, they have perished. Instead of acquiring ilm today, I will acquire tomorrow. Instead of making tawbah today, I will make tawbah tomorrow. Instead of performing hajj this year, I will perform next year. Tasweef, to defer, to leave it for the future. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these types of people have perished. Because they will neither acquire the religious and the spiritual benefits in this world, nor they will be able to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I pray once again and urge all of you to benefit from these young ulama whilst they still have the strength and the vigor to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would like to quote to you the saying of Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. To remind you again that every second is taking us nearer and nearer to the grave. Every second is taking us away from this world. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, irtahalati dunya mudbiratan. This world is traveling away from us with its back turned towards us. So this world is going away from us. وَارْتَحَلَتِ الْآخِرَةُ مُقْبِلَةً. And the hereafter is traveling towards us. So this world is going away and the akhirat is coming. Every second is taking us away further from this world and nearer to the akhirat. This world is temporary and the life hereafter is eternal and everlasting. My Shaykh Hazrat Aqdas Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Ludhianvi rahimahullahu ta'ala used to say that if a person was given a choice between two accommodations, one a very large mansion very expensive home, full of every facility, and the other a small house, average house, maybe a hut. But if we put ourselves in Leicester, then maybe a very big house worth £2 million in Oadby, and a terraced house worth about £100,000 in the Highfields. He is given a choice between two homes. And the person who is giving this choice says to him that this house in Oadby, if you choose to take that house, then you can stay there for 20 years and after 20 years you will have to vacate it. But if you choose to take this house in Highfield, it is yours forever. Now this house in Highfield is of a lower category. The house in Oadby is of a very high category compared to the one in Highfields. My late Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala used to ask the question, which one will you opt for? Allahu Akbar. Very simple to understand. Which one will you opt for? Will you opt for that house which is in Oadby, expensive house worth £2 million with all the facilities that you require, with a very big garden? Or will you opt for this house which is in high fields, which is worth £100,000, no garden, no facilities, nothing? It's an average house. The answer is obvious. We will opt for this house which is in high fields because it will remain with us forever and ever. And that will not remain with us forever. After that, Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala used to say that the houses that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has prepared for us in the hereafter, no house on this earth can come into comparison with those houses. But Shaykh Rahimahullah Ta'ala used to say that even if the houses of Jannah were of a lesser category than the houses in the world, we should have opted for the houses of the hereafter because they are everlasting, whereas this is not everlasting. Irtahalati dunya mudbiratan, this world is going away. Wartahalati al-akhiratu muqbilatan, the world is coming. يا صاحبي لا تغترر بتنعم فالعمر ينفذ والنعيم يزول إذا حملت على القبور جنازة فاعلم بأنك بعدها محمول. Oh my companion, oh my friend, يا صاحبي. The poet is saying, يا صاحبي, oh my friend, oh my companion, لا تغترر بتنعم. Do not deceive yourself because of the favors that you are in. Do not deceive yourself because of these luxuries that you are experiencing. This youth will not remain forever. This health will not remain forever. This life will not remain forever. This wealth will not remain forever. Either of two things will happen. Either the youth will leave us, wealth will leave us, health will leave us, or we will leave everything. Ya sahibi, oh my companion, la taghtarir bitana'umin, do not deceive yourself. Do not deceive yourself. Fal umru yanfadu wal na'imu yazulu. For either your life will come to an end, or these luxuries and these favors will come to an end. When we are young, when we are in our early teens, or rather late teens, when we are in our 20s, when we are in our 30s, we feel that we are it. We violate the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pay no attention to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not pay heed to the warnings that have come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make ourselves believe that death is still a long way, far away from me. We violate the rights of our parents, we violate the rights of our elders. We do not pay attention to anybody's advice except the whispering of shaitan and nafs. This is the only thing we follow. We oppose our parents, we oppose our teachers, we oppose our uncles, our aunts, our elders, our imams, our ulama, our scholars, our mashayikh, everything. The only thing we follow is our nafs and our shaitan. Whereas death is round the corner. It is round the corner. Ya sahibi la taghtarir bitana'umin fal umru yanfadu wal na'imu yazulu idha hamalta ala al quburi janazatan. When you go to the qabrastan, when you go to the graveyard, when you attend somebody's janaza, when you carry somebody's janaza, fa'alam bi annaka ba'daha mahmulu. Then at that time, do not think to yourself that he is going. Tell yourself that you could be next. Because death does not discriminate between old and young. it strikes at anybody's door. انتهلت الدنيا مدبرة وارتهلت الآخرة مقبلة. Each second we are going closer and closer to the Akhirah and away from this world. وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. And each of them has sons. This world has sons who strive for the world, and the Akhirat also has sons who strive for the Akhirat. Ali radiallahu ta'ala says that each of them has sons. And he said sons because in the time of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the sons used to be totally loyal to the father. 100% loyalty. Even the non-Muslim sons used to be very loyal to the fathers. Total loyalty, total obedience to the father. وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ. This world also has sons who are totally dedicated to acquiring the world. Fame, wealth, glitters of this world. The Akhirat also has sons. Akhirah also has sons. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, the great Imam, for 40 years he performed the Fajr Salat with Isha Wudu. For 40 years he performed Fajr Salat with the Isha Wudu, because after Isha he used to engage in Ibadah until Fajr. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala, the great Imam, used to recite one Quran during the day in Ramadan and one Quran during the night. He used to complete 60 Qurans. Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, she used to stand worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the night, and when the muazzin used to call the Fajr prayer, she used to say, "Oh night, what has happened to you? You have become so short." And what happens to us? For those people in i'tikaf, half an hour, three quarter of an hour is allocated for tahajjud. We wait for that time to pass, we perform salat, thereafter the dua is also complete, but the 45 minute is not over yet. And they used to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the night and thereafter complain, "Oh night, what has happened to you? You have become so short." And this is a lady, Fatima radiallahu anha. And with all the household commitments, it is a well-known fact that Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha did not have anybody to serve her at home. There was no khadim, there was no person to carry out the household chores. And when once she did go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to request for a khadim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not available, so she left the message with her mother Aisha radiallahu anha. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha conveyed the message that Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha had come, that if it is possible to provide somebody who is able to carry out the household chores, because I am finding it very difficult now. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon hearing this message, came to the house of Fatima radiallahu anha. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anha was also sad, and he said, "I have heard that you came looking for a khadim. Shall I not give you something better than that?" Allahu Akbar. Very dear daughter. Very dear, would Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam want to see rahmatul lil alameen, his own daughter in difficulty? Very dear. And he could have just given a khadim. Here, this is the khadim, he will do the, or she will do the work of the household. He immediately came and he said, "Shall I not give you something better?" So Fatima and Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, "Why not, O Messenger of Allah?" So he said, "Before you go to sleep, read Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Allahu Akbar 34 times. This is better than a khadim. Because the khadim the khadim will give you comfort in this world. This tasbih will give you comfort in the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. It is for this reason this tasbih is known as tasbih Fatimi. And Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in his last stages of life, how punctual they were with the ma'amulat, with their practices. Now reciting this tasbih before going to sleep is not fard, it is not wajib, it is not sunnah, it is mustahab, rewarding. Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, after narrating this hadith in his last stages of life, so we are talking about approximately 2 years of Khilafah of Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, and this incident must have taken place before that in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then approximately 10 years Khilafah of Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then the Khilafah of Usman radiyallahu anhu, approximately 10 years. And thereafter the Khilafah of Ali radiyallahu anhu, where the battle of Jamal and battle of Siffin took place. So he is mentioning this after 30-40 years. What did he say after narrating this hadith? From that day until today, before going to sleep, I have not missed Tasbih Fatimi. So the narrator, the one who was listening to Ali radiyallahu anhu, he questioned him. This is the hadith of Bukhari Sharif. He said, not even during the night of the battle of Siffin, when you were under so much tension and stress, and the battle took place for a few days, not even during the battle of Siffin, you did not miss this tasbih? So he said, no, not even during the battle of Siffin. Because they had yaqeen that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said this is better than khadim, then there must be some benefit. So I urge all my friends also to make it a habit to read tasbih Fatimi before going to sleep daily. And also make it a habit of reading tasbih Fatimi after every salat. So وَلِكُلِّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُمَا بَنُونَ فَكُونُوا مِنَ بَنَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَكُونُوا مِنَ بَنَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala advice, he says, become the sons of the hereafter. Do not become the sons of this world. Do not become the sons of this world. Become the sons of the hereafter. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ. Because today is the day of amal and practice, there is no hisab. There is no reckoning here. If you become the sons of this world, all that will happen is you will acquire, you will hoard, you will acquire, you will hoard. A very great scholar, Hazrat Maulana Abrar Ahmad Sahib Rahimahullahu Ta'ala, was very affectionate to me. He used to say, despite not knowing the English language, he used to say, we will become old, and then we will become cold, and then we will become fold. Old and then cold, and then people will fold us in the coffin and put us in the grave. This is the ultimate end. All cold and fold. Maulana Yasin Sahib recited to it the couplet of Khaja Sahib Rahimahullahu Ta'ala. Yehi tujhko dhun hai. This is the illness of the young people. Yehi tujhko dhun hai. This is your only obsession. Yehi tujhko dhun hai. This is your only obsession. Rahu sabse bala. I want to remain at the top. Yehi tujhko dhun hai. Rahu sabse bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. My style should be unique and cool. Nobody should be able to match my mobile. Nobody should be able to match my clothing. Nobody should be able to match my hairstyle. Nobody should be able to match my walking style, the way I behave. My friends, we are being washed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib Damat Barakatuhum said, once I went to America, and he wanted to visit a very sensitive department, So he said some friends made arrangements. It was either related to the army or some very important offices. So some brothers made arrangements. People could go there with appointment arrangements. So he said when we entered the premises, the first thing we saw in very big writing was, "You are being watched." So Mufti Taqi Sahib Dawat Barakatuhum says that I had no intention of doing anything there, but this remained on my head throughout the tour. You are being watched. So Mufti Taqi Sahib Dawat Barakatuhum says that should this not be the awareness in a mind of a mu'min all the time, that you are being watched? Ittaqillaha haythu ma kunt, fear Allah wherever you are. When we become arrogant, when we bully people, when we talk about people, when we violate the rights of people, and we think that there is nothing in this world that can stop me from doing this, imagine how Allah must be feeling at that time when He's looking at you. Such a feeble creature being proud. That creature who is one day going to come into the grave, and before going to the grave, in the pangs of death, when he will go through that torture, Allahu Akbar. Friends, you should go to the hospital when people are dying. We are alhamdulillah fortunate that people invite us so that we can go and read some dua in the last stages of people's lives. So we are fortunate to see these scenes. Great Ibra. Those people who used to be very proud and haughty, when you see them departing from this world, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. It is so scary and frightening. Yehi tujhko dun hai rahu sabse bala ho, zinat nirali ho, fashion nirala. Jiya karta hai kya yun hi marne wala? He asked question, jiya karta hai kya yun hi marne wala? This haughtiness, this arrogance, this pride, I am it, I am cool, there is nobody like me. Is this how that person lives who is going to die one day? Jiya karta hai kya yun hi marne wala? Tujhe husne zahir mein dhoke mein dala. You have been deceived by the glitters of this world. You do not realize what is waiting for you. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ. This is the day of amal, my friends. This is the day of amal. Abstain from evil, do good. وَلَا حِسَابٌ. There is no hisab. Allah does not question, why didn't you perform Fajr Salat? No, you wake up in the morning without Fajr, the breakfast is ready for you. Allah does not deprive you of breakfast. You don't perform Zohar Salat, lunch is ready for you. No hisab. You don't perform Asar, tea is ready for you. No hisab. You don't perform Maghrib, supper is ready for you. No hisab. Respite, respite, respite. Chance, chance, chance. Test, trial. You don't perform Isha, sweet sleep is waiting for you. Without performing Isha, you fall asleep. And Allah gives you very sweet sleep. فَإِنَّ الْيَوْمَ عَمَلٌ وَلَا حِسَابٌ وَغَدًا حِسَابٌ وَلَا عَمَلٌ. But in the life hereafter, there will be no amal, there will be hisab only. There will be hisab only. You will stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reckon you for whatever you have done in this world. So friends, let us always remember death. Let us not brush the thought of death aside. أَكْسِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ الْمُوتِ. Frequently remember death, for it is death that will prevent us from committing sins. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. Frequently remember that one day I will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى. You will be able to control your desires. فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَاوَى. Jannat will be yours. الْقَيِّسُ مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. The clever one is he who controls his desires, who controls his nafs and prepares for the life hereafter. This is where I would like to leave all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to prepare for the life hereafter. May Allah ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to become very humble. Humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and humble with people. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to make sure that we do, that we neither violate the rights of Allah nor the rights of the creation. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in our hearts and minds this thought at all times that you are being watched. Inna Allah sami'un basir. Allah is all hearing, all seeing. All the time He is looking at us, He is watching us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us from amongst His very beloved ones. And may Allah ta'ala make us from His awliya, from His friends. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us more opportunities like these, where we can sit together and very sincerely think about the purpose of our creation and make programs for the future. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us together like this in Jannatul Firdaus with the Anbiya, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada and the Salihin. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sallam. Death journey. So everybody close your eyes and think that this is you. This is you. This is your journey. I will think that this is my journey, you think that this is your journey. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد ليس الغريب غريب الشام واليمن إن الغريب غريب اللحد والكفن. The traveler of Syria and Yemen are not in reality travelers. Certainly the travelers of the grave and the kafan are actual travelers. لا تنهرن غريبا حال غربته الدهر ينهره بالذل والمحن. Never rebuke a stranger in his condition of being strange. Time itself has scolded him with disgrace and difficulty. إن الغريب له حق لغربته على المقيمين في الأوطان والسكن. The strange traveler has a right upon those people who are living in their homes and houses. Safari gharibun wazadi lan yuballighani wa quwwati dha'ufat wal maut yatlubuni. My journey is on an unfamiliar and strange road. My provision is insufficient to carry me to my destination. My strength has weakened and death is searching for me. وَلِي بَقَايَا ذُنُوبٍ لَسْتُ أَعْلَمُهَا أَلَّهُ يَعْلَمُهَا فِي السِّرِّ وَالْعَلَنِ. I have a heap of sins which I myself do not know. Only Allah Ta'ala knows perfectly the secret and open sins. مَا أَحْلَمَ اللَّهُ عَنِّي حَيْثُ أَمْهَلَنِي وَقَدْ تَمَادَيْتُ ذَنْبِي وَيَسْتُرُنِي. Look at the tolerance of Allah Ta'ala, that despite my sins, He is giving me respite. While I keep on committing sins, He continues to conceal me. تَمُرُّ سَعَاتُ أَيَّامِي بِلَا نَدَمٍ وَلَا بُكَاءٍ وَلَا خَوْفٍ وَلَا حَزَنِي. The hours of my life are passing without any regret, crying, fear or grief. أنا الذي يغلق الأبواب مجتهدا على المعاصي وعين الله تنظرني. I am the one who tightly closes the doors of the house when committing sins, whereas the eye of Allah Ta'ala still sees me. يا زلة كتبت في غفلة ذهبت يا حسرة بقيت في القلب تحرقني. Alas, how many faults which were committed in negligence have been noted as a story of the past, and how many pains have remained in my heart as blazing flames to burn me. دعني أنوح على نفسي وأندبها وأقطع الدهر بالتفكير والحزن. Leave me so that I may lament over myself and pass my life in worry and concern. كأنني بين تلك الأهل منطرح على الفراش وأيديهم تقلبني. It seems as if the following scene is before my eyes. I am lying dead on my deathbed, surrounded by my family, and their hands are turning my sides. كأنني وحولي ما من ينوح ومن يبكي علي وينعاني ويندبني. Yes, the following scene is also before me. People have gathered to lament and cry over me. The announcement of my death has been made, and I am being addressed as the deceased. وَقَدْ أَتَوْ بِالطَّبِيبِ كَيْ يُعَالِجَنِي وَلَمْ أَرَى الطَّبِيبَ الْيَوْمَ يَنْفَعُنِي. A doctor was brought for my treatment, but today I do not see the doctor benefiting me. سَيَخْرُجُ الرُّوحُ مِنِّي فِي تَغَرْغُرِهَا وَصَارَ رِيقِي مُرًّا حِينَ غَرْغَرَنِي. Shortly, my soul will be removed in the agonies of death, and my saliva will turn bitter during the final moments of my life. وَاشْتَدَّ نَزْعِي وَصَارَ الْمَوْتُ يَجْذِبُهَا مِنْ كُلِّ إِرْكٍ بِلَا رِفْكٍ وَلَا هَوَنِي. The agonies of death have intensified upon me, and death without any gentleness or ease has extracted my soul from every vein. وَسُلَّ رُوحِي وَذَلَّ الْجِسْمُ مُنْتَرِحًا بَيْنَ الْأَهَالِي وَأَيْدِيهِمْ تُقَلِّبُنِي. My soul was extracted, and my body lay motionless amidst my family. Their hands were turning me from side to side. وَغَمَّدُونِي وَشَدُّ الْحَلْقَ وَانْصَرَفُوا بَعْدَ الْعِيَاسِ وَجَدُّوا فِي شِرَ الْكَفَنِي. My family closed my eyes, tied a cloth around my jaw, and after disparity, they immediately went to purchase my coffin. وَصَارَ مَنْ كَانَ أَحَبَّ النَّاسِ فِي عَجَلٍ نَهْوَ الْمُغَسَّلِ يَأْتِينِي لِيَغْسِلَنِي. The person who loved me the most hastened towards the place of ghusl, preparing to give me ghusl. وَصَارَ مَنْ كَانَ أَحَبَّ النَّاسِ فِي عَجَلٍ نَهْوَ الْمُغَسَّلِ يَأْتِينِي لِيَغْسِلَنِي. Immediately placing me on the board reserved for the dead, some people started giving me ghusl. وَأَسْكَبَ الْمَاءَ مِنْ فَوْقِي وَغَسَّلَنِي غَسْلًا ثَلَاثًا وَنَادَ الْقَوْمَ بِالْكَفَنِي. Water was thrown over me. I was washed thrice, and people were told, bring the coffin. وَأَلْبَسُونِي ثِيَابًا لَا كِمَامَ لَهَا وَصَارَ زَادِي حَنُوتِي حِينَ حَنَّطَنِي. They covered me with a few sleeveless garments, and comfort became my provision when they applied it upon me. وَأَخْرَجُونِي مِنَ الدُّنْيَا فَوَا أَسَفًا عَلَى رَحِيلٍ بِلَا زَادٍ يُبَلِّغُنِي. Alas, now they have taken me from the world on a journey without any provision, which will convey me to my destination. وَحَمَّلُونِي عَلَى الْأَكْتَافِ أَرْبَعَةٌ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَخَلْفِي مَنْ يُشَيِّعُنِي. 4 persons carried me on their shoulders, and the remaining people bid me farewell from behind. وَقَدَّمُونِي إلى المحراب وانصرفوا خلف الإمام وصلى ثم ودعني. They brought me to the place where Janaza Salah is performed. The people formed rows behind the Imam, and after performing the Salah, he bid me farewell. صلوا علي صلاة لا ركوع لها ولا سجود لعل الله يرحمني. A salah without any ruku or sajda was performed upon me, so that Allah Ta'ala may shower His mercy upon me. وَأَنْزَلُونِي إِلَىٰ قَبْرِي عَلَىٰ مَهَلٍ وَقَدَّمُوا وَاحِدًا مِّنْهُمْ لِيُلْحِدَنِي. Slowly they lowered me into the grave, and one person placed me into the lahad, the hollow portion of the grave. وَكَشَفَ الثَّوْبَ عَنْ وَجْهِي لِيَنْظُرَنِي وَأَسْبَلَ الدَّمْءَ مِنْ عَيْنِي وَقَبَّ. He uncovered my face to see me for the last time. He shed tears and kissed me. في ظلامات قبري لا أمي ولا أحد ولا أبي ولا أخ من يؤنسني. In the darkness of my grave, none were present, neither my mother, nor my father, nor my brother, to make me feel at ease. وَهَالَنِي إِذْ رَاتَ عَيْنَايَ إِذْ نَظَرَتْ مِنْ هَوْلِ مُتَّلَعٍ إِذْ كَانَ أَغْفَلَنِي. This solitude, this darkness, this horror was a small calamity when all of a sudden my eyes witnessed a dreadful scene. مِمْ مُنْكَرٍ وَنَكِيرٍ مَا أَقُولُ لَهُمْ قد هالني امرهم جدا فافزعني. The dreadful appearance of Munkar and Nakir. Oh Allah, how should I answer them? Their dreadfulness has rendered me senseless. وقادوني وجدوا في سؤالهم ما لي سواك إلهي من يخلصني. They seated me and strictly demanded me to answer their questions. Oh Allah, besides you there is none to grant me salvation. فمنن علي بعفو منك يا أملي أمنن على تارك الأولاد والوطن. Oh my hope, favor me with your forgiveness. Favor this traveler who has left behind his family and home. تقاسموا أهلي الميراث وانصرفوا وصار وزري على ظهري يسقلني. Back home, my family divided my estate and the burden of my sins fell on my back. استبدلت زوجتي بعلا لها بدلي وحكمته في الأموال والسكن. My wife took to another husband and made him the head of the house and goods. وسيرت ابنها عبدا ليخدمه وصار مالي لهم حلا بلا ثمن. She made her son the servant and attendant of the new husband and my wealth became permissible for them gratis. فلا تغرنك الدنيا وزخرفها انظر لأفعالها بالأهل والوطن. O people of the world, don't be deceived by the beauty and glitter of the world. Carefully reflect what it has done to the wife, children and home. وانظر إلى من حوى الدنيا بأجمعها هل راح منها بغير الحنت والكفن. Reflect on those who have hoarded the whole world. Have they taken with them anything from here besides comfort and kafan? خذ القناعة من دنياك ورد لها لو لم يكن لك فيها إلا راحة البدن. Be content and happy with the little of your world, even though you achieve nothing except comfort for your body. يا نفس كفي عن الإسيان واكتسبي فضلا جميلا لعل الله يرحمني. O nafs, O soul, abstain from disobedience. Earn the beautiful favors of Allah. Definitely Allah Ta'ala will have mercy upon you. يا نفس ويحك توبي وعملي حسنا عسى تجازين بعد الموت بالحسن. O nafs, woe to you. Repent for your sins and do good actions. There is hope that definitely you will be rewarded for your good actions. ثم الصلاة على المختار سيدنا ما زاد البرق في شام وفي يمن. Send salutations upon our chosen master until the lightning strikes in Syria and Yemen. والحمد لله ممسينا ومصبحنا بالخير والعفو والإحسان والمنن. And all praise is exclusively for Allah Ta'ala, morning and evening, who gives us the ability to do good, forgives our sins and favors with us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Being a very blessed night, make firm resolutions. You need to talk to Allah only. Turn to Allah. Reflect upon your past life. Think to yourself what you should have been doing, what you have been doing, and how you intend to make it better in the future. It's between you and Allah. And you will not get a better opportunity than tonight. Sit in the darkness in any corner of the masjid. Reflect upon your life. Reflect upon all the favors of Allah. Reflect upon what He has granted you. Reflect upon all the respite and the chances that He has given you despite your disobedience, despite your evil doings, wrong doings, and think how merciful, how affectionate the Creator is, and how much He wants you to turn to Him and repent and say to Him that, oh Allah, this is the end of it. Now I am starting a new life from today. I am turning a new leaf over in my life, and from today I will not disobey you. Talk to Allah, speak to Him, say to Him that, oh Allah, I am very sorry. I'm very sorry. You give me everything, I don't give anything back. I don't return anything for your favors. From today, oh Allah, I will I will make sure that I do nothing but obey you. If I ever commit a mistake, I will repent. Repent from all the sins, sins related to Allah, sins related to the creation of Allah, sins related to the body, sins related to the heart. Repent to Allah and make a firm resolution. Who knows, we may repent now and within a few moments we may depart from this world as pure and clean as a newborn baby, and we will be granted entry straight into Jannah. So I urge all my friends, like Maulana Yasin Sahib said, every year I also say this, it makes me very, very happy to see all these young faces coming to the masjid in the middle of the night, early morning of the day. Why? Why? Only with one concern. Despite all the wrongdoings, they come here because they love their Creator. They come here because they want their Creator to become happy. If that is what you want, that is what he wants. Shed a few tears, perform two rakat, go into prostration. Go into prostration after performing two rakat and say to him, "Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me." And thereafter, ask him to guide you, ask him to help you, ask him to keep you steadfast on this tawbah until you breathe your last. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الخاتمة. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان. اللهم إنا نسألك حسن الختام والعفو عما سلف وكان اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الجنون والجذام والبرص وسيء الأسقام. اللهم أذهب البأس رب الناس اشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما ولا مرضا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم انك انت الاعز الاكرم. اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا وارحم Arhamur Rahimeen, have mercy upon us. O the most merciful, have mercy upon us. O the most merciful, have mercy upon us. O the most forgiving, forgive our sins. O the most forgiving, forgive our sins. Forgive our minor sins. Forgive our major sins. Forgive our sins. Forgive the sins of our families, our children, our parents. Forgive the sins of our friends and associates. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. Forgive the sins of the whole Ummah. O Arhamur Rahimeen, you are very kind, very affectionate. O Arhamur Rahimeen, you are most affectionate. O Arhamur Rahimeen, you are most beneficent. Have mercy upon us and purify our hearts from the filth of sins. Purify our hearts from the filth of sins. Purify our hearts from the filth of sins. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O the most merciful, it is you who have granted us all the blessings. You have granted us the life. You have granted us the limbs of our bodies. You have granted us the eyes, the tongue, the ears, the brain, the faculty of intellect, the hands, the feet. You have granted us everything. O Arhamur Rahimeen, you are sustaining us. You are nurturing us. It is you who gives everything. And it is you that we are disobeying. O Arhamur Rahimeen, when we look at our past, we see nothing but disobedience. O Arhamur Rahimeen, you have been so kind to us, you have been so merciful, you have been so gracious, that despite our sinning, despite our evil life, you have not disclosed us to anybody. You have continually concealed our faults. Allah, we ask you to continue to conceal our faults. We ask you to conceal our faults on the day of Qiyamah. We ask you for your forgiveness. Oh Allah, grant us your forgiveness. Grant us your forgiveness. Grant us your forgiveness. Oh Arhamur Rahimeen, you love those people who ask from you. You love those people who turn to your court and who ask for forgiveness. Oh Arhamur Rahimeen. Oh Arhamur Rahimeen. Your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the most truthful, has said that when a person turns to the court of my Creator and he sincerely repents and he makes a firm resolution not to commit any sins in the future and he is regretful and he asks for forgiveness, my Creator definitely forgives him. Oh Arhamur Rahimeen, forgive our sins. Forgive our sins. Forgive our sins and grant us the ability to combat our nafs and shaitan. Grant us the ability to remain steadfast on this repentance. Grant us the ability to follow your commands. Grant us the ability to follow the commands of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the ability to remain steadfast on the whole of deen. O Arhamur Rahimeen, create in our hearts the interest for deen. Create in our hearts the interest for your obedience. Ilahal Alameen, create in our hearts hatred for your disobedience. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to remain in good company. Save us from evil company. Save us from wrong company. Save us from evil environment. Save us from wrong environment. O Arhamur Rahimeen, save us from finding pleasure from disobeying you. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq to prepare before we depart from this world. O Arhamur Rahimeen, what will happen to us when Malakul Maut will come to extract our ruh? O Arhamur Rahimeen, what if he was to come suddenly now? We are not prepared for the life hereafter. What will happen to us when people will take us in the graveyard and when they will put us in the grave and when they will bury us and when they will return and when Munkar Nakir will come to question us? O Arhamur Rahimeen, what will happen to us on the day of Qiyamah? When will we will be resurrected and when we will have to reckon for each and every second of our lives? O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us the tawfiq so that we may remain steadfast on this tawbah and become your friends. O Arhamur Rahimeen, include us amongst your friends. Include us amongst your friends. Include us amongst your friends. O Arhamur Rahimeen, grant us your love. Grant us the love of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the love of his sunnah. Grant us the love of pious people. Grant us the love for piety. O Arhamur Rahimeen, O Arhamur Rahimin, when we breathe our last, we would like to breathe with the kalima on our tongues. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us death with kalima. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us departure with kalima. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us departure in the condition of ruku and sajda. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us departure in Makkah Mukarrama and Medina Munawwara. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us departure with your pleasure. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us departure with your pleasure. O Rabbur Rahimin, do not bring that moment until you are unhappy with us. O Rabbur Rahimin, for as long as you are unhappy with us, do not bring that moment. O Rabbur Rahimin, you bring that moment when you are happy with us. Bring that moment when you are happy with us. Bring that moment when you are happy with us. O Rabbur Rahimin, save us from the punishment of the grave. O Rabbur Rahimin, make it a garden from the gardens of grave. Make it a garden from the gardens of paradise. O Arhamur Rahimin, save us from the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us shade under your throne. Give us the tawfiq to do those things which will bring, which will grant us your shade on the day of Qiyamah. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us our book of deeds in our right hands. Make the reckoning easy for us. Make the reckoning easy for us. Make the reckoning easy for us. You are very merciful. You are powerful over everything. You have full authority and total authority. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us entry into Jannah without any reckoning. Grant us entry into Jannah without any reckoning. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us entry into Jannah without any reckoning. O Arhamur Rahimin, make pul sirat easy for us. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Grant us the company of the Anbiya, company of the Siddiqeen, company of the Sulaha, company of the pious, company of the Shuhada. O Arhamur Rahimin, save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. Save us from Jahannam. We seek your refuge from Jahannam. Save us from your anger. Save us from your unhappiness. Save us from your unhappiness. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us your eternal pleasure. Grant us your eternal happiness. O Arhamur Rahimin, this is a very blessed night, a very blessed gathering. It is the time of Tahajjud, when you are very near to your servants, when you are fully attentive towards your servants. O Arhamur Rahimin, in this gathering, there are very old people with full grey beards. O Arhamur Rahimin, you always have mercy upon these people. O Arhamur Rahimin, there are very young people. There are ulama, there are huffaz, there are mu'takifin, there are travelers from far and wide. O Arhamur Rahimin, mothers and sisters are part of this dua at home. So many disabled, sick people must be part of this dua. O Arhamur Rahimin, we are sure that there is at least one person who is acceptable in your eyes. O Arhamur Rahimin, due to his Ameen, grant us your eternal pleasure. Grant us your eternal pleasure. Grant us your eternal pleasure. Grant us your eternal salvation. O Arhamur Rahimin, grant us eternal salvation. O Arhamur Rahimin, whatever we have asked from you, grant it to us. Grant it to our families, our children, our parents, our brothers, our sisters, our relatives, our friends, our associates, those people to whom we are indebted, our asatiza, our teachers, our mashayikh, and the whole ummah. O Arhamur Rahimin, those people who are sick from amongst us, grant them complete speedy recovery. Grant them complete speedy recovery. Those who are fit and healthy, O Arhamur Rahimin, keep them fit and healthy. O Arhamur Rahimin, we seek your refuge from severe and chronic illnesses. O Arhamur Rahimin, those people who are yet to get married, grant them good partners, grant them pious partners, grant them suitable partners. O Arhamur Rahimin, those people who have loan, the burden of loan upon them, O Allah, make it easy for them and grant them ease and make it easy for them to repay their loans. O Arhamur Rahimin, those people who are in any type of difficulty, relieve them from those difficulties. O Arhamur Rahimin, those people who wish to turn towards you, who wish to change their lives, Ilahal Alameen, make this moment the time for them to change. O Arhamur Rahimin, whatever your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever goodness your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked from you, grant us all those goodnesses. And whatever evil from which your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sought your refuge, grant us refuge from all those evils. Whatever we have asked from you, grant it to us. Whatever we have not asked, we should have asked, grant us those items too. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَاءَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا محمد.